Mr. Congressman?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, please.
All right. This is the language that Senator Humphrey brought over this afternoon, modified to limiting the matter to guaranteeing payments, and it is as follows. The funds provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank to guarantee the payment of any obligation hereafter incurred by any communist country or any agency or national thereof, comma, in connection with the purchase of any product by such country, comma, agency or national, comma, when the president determines that such guarantees would be in the national interest and reports such determination to the Foreign Affairs and Appropriations Committees of the House of Representatives and Foreign Relations and Appropriations Committees of the Senate, period. Reports made pursuant to this subsection shall be published in the Federal Register within 7 days of submission to the committees and shall contain a statement by the president of the reasons for such determination. End of the quotation. Now, the form we used in the Act of August 1st, 1962, in connection with the Yugoslav assistance matter, which I told the president I thought was a better form, reads as follows, insofar as it's pertinent. Quote, no assistance shall be furnished under this act, comma, as amended, to any communist country, period. This restriction may not be waived pursuant to any authority contained in this act unless the president finds and promptly reports to the Congress that, one, such assistance is vital to the security of the United States. That's the only part, and that could be rewritten to conform to the problem here, to say no funds provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank to guarantee the payment of any obligation hereafter incurred by any communist country or any agency or national thereof in connection with the purchase of any product by such country, comma, agency or national, comma, unless the president determines that such guarantees would be in the national interest and reports such determination to the Foreign Affairs and Appropriations Committees of the House of Representatives and Foreign Relations and Appropriations Committees of the Senate, period. And the rest will be just like the other quote. That ends the quote there. And it seems to me that that is better than stating an affirmative policy of making guarantees to communists. It looks to me like the policy should be that we wouldn't, but that in certain cases we might. Have you got that?
Yes, sir, I have that.
Fine.
And I'll be happy to give it to him.
All right,
I'll type
thank
it up
you.
Right away.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Congressman.